Tuesday, May 26, 2026. Daily Devotions from Bethlehem Lutheran Church in William Penn, Texas. Today's devotion was written by Reverend Kelly Krieg. It's taken from Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 33 through 40. When one of this people, or a prophet or a priest, asks you, "What is the burden of the Lord?" you shall say to them, "You are the burden, and I will cast you off," declares the Lord. And as for the prophet, priest, or one of the people who says, "The burden of the Lord," I will punish that man and his household. Thus shall you say, every one to his neighbor and every one to his brother, "What has the Lord answered? Or what has the Lord spoken?" But the burden of the Lord you shall mention no more, for the burden is every man's own word, and you pervert the words of the living God, the Lord of hosts, our God. Thus you shall say to the prophet, "What has the Lord answered you?" Or, "What has the Lord spoken?" But if you say, "The burden of the Lord, thus says the Lord," because you have said these things, "The burden of the Lord," when I sent to you saying, "You shall not say the burden of the Lord," therefore, behold, I will surely lift you up and cast you away from my presence, you and the city that I gave to you and your fathers, and I will bring upon you everlasting reproach and perpetual shame, which shall not be forgotten. The burden removed. False prophets in Jeremiah's day treated God's word like a joke. They tossed around the phrase, "the burden of the Lord," as though his word were something tiresome, heavy, or optional. But the Lord warns that those who twist his word for their own purposes bring judgment upon themselves. God's word is not a plaything. It is living and active, speaking both law and gospel. The law exposes our sin, especially when we despise or ignore what God has spoken. We too are tempted to reshape God's word into something easier for our ears. Yet Christ came to bear the true burden we could never carry. He carried the weight of our sin to the cross and endured God's judgment in our place. Because of Jesus, the word that convicts us also comforts us. In Christ, God does not cast you away. He forgives, restores, and speaks peace through his holy word. Hear him gladly, for his word gives life. Amen.